Good afternoon. We want to recite the general bodhicitta verses of may all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the cause of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May they never be separate from the great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. Today, our class is going to continue from 41, 40, yes, 41. Here involves between who the valid or teaching. This is Mahayana Buddhist, generally we can say Buddhist teaching categorized as two or three categories. One is the fundamental vehicles that is now very flourished, very widely known as Southeast Asian countries, Buddhism in Southeast Asia. Mahayana Buddha or great vehicle that is in Chinese language and Tibetan language, mainly original, is Sanskrit words, language scriptures preserved by Sanskrit language and Pali tradition or fundamental vehicles that preserved by Pali language. In the Pali language or scriptures. So this is generally we say Hinayana or fundamental yana vehicles and the great vehicle, Hinayana and Mahayana. Or in Tibet especially, because there is a Vajrayana teachings, so we kind of traditionally categorize all Buddhist teachings as three yanas, three vehicles. So including Vajrayana vehicle, diamond vehicle. Vehicle means actually we use certain method to achieve liberation or enlightenment or what kind of natural tendencies you have, capacity, your own mental disposition, kind of what is your capacity, your limitations, then consider you should study which lineage or what kind of views, basically decided what kind of view you have or what kind of pursuing needs you are seeking for. So decided which category you are. Mainly it's a foundation from this kind of this individual's kinds of business, your own motivation already decided to you, your view and motivation, including aspiration. So it is something that which is a more profound way. There should be, we can say there is a level of profundities, but it's not judged by that. It's a kind of we are closer to reality. If it's that method make us closer to reality, to enlightenment, then consider as the most suitable kind of a way. And then of course, all human beings are, have a more kind of complex, needs and way of thinking. They have a, so criticize each other, sometimes you have to make a joint effort and accept differences. These are very common to the all the traditions. So similarly, in Buddhist tradition, there is also argument which is which tradition or lineage is more authentic lineage. So fundamental vehicles. The originally divided to 18 separate submit branches. They claim they are the most the original teachings of Buddhism. And then Mahayana, they also claim that generally in Mahayana teaching always kind of accept the fundamental teachings, all vehicles from the Theravadan tradition days. But same time, they are have a make righteous saying Mahayana is also teachings and the lineage also very profound and deep. They are also came from Buddha himself. And Vajrayana also sometimes criticized by Mahayana Paramita tradition, but although this situation, but Mahayana followers, the Vajrayana followers, they were also agree and accept all of the fundamental vehicles and Mahayana Paramita traditions is authentic teachings. But Vajrayana wanted to announce already claim that Vajrayana also have a valid tradition from Buddha and other kind of Buddha's different manifestations. And generally for scholar people who study in this Buddhist history, and then they are more favor to fundamental Buddhism, some people more favor to Mahayana vehicles, and also even some people thought there are such a great wisdom in Vajrayana. So there are different people have different opinions. And then this is not a new kind of a this phenomenon, but this Nagarjuna and time of in the very early, close to 1,800, nearly 2,000 years, that those situation already like that. There is argument already. So Shantideva, closer to 7th-8th century, so then the way of Bodhisattva also written by that time. It also have a involved these topics. Use and then how we can prove that is a teaching from Buddha. The reason is more very important. Scripture very difficult to archaeological findings. These are not easy. They are so many long time ago, and they make sense in certain sense, a certain degree, but they cannot make whole truth unveil. So, what is kind of a theory had taught, and from Mahayana teaching point of view, they said why there is a variety of teachings, some even kind of have a conflict between those teachings, view and practice. Then Mahayana general explanation is said, Buddha, because of a compassion that, towards followers or audience, then he choose different methods, systematic teachings to, in order to help different mental disposition, people who need like a market. If you have only one or two choices, then people may not interest that kind of approach. But if there is so many choices or if suitable for various needs and the capacity, mental disposition, basically it's a kind of what kind of a virtuous mind you have, what kind of intelligent person you are, way of thinking you have, what kind of habituation you possess or habitual tendency you have, then based on that they systematically leads from that point to reach enlightenment, like path to enlightenment. So, and also it said, some are very basic teachings, so Buddha giving teaching in a very public way. And some are only suitable for certain people, so Buddha giving in private kind of teachings that also including not non-human kind of sentient beings. Those teachings, secrecy or level of a kind of a suitable audience is a number small, then other people didn't hear, so said, this is, I never heard about it, why this is, said it's a Buddha's teaching. For example, if we can use this as an example, if you use general basic math and teachings from middle school, under middle school, maybe primary school, at this level of calculations, and these are most people can do it, so everybody understand easily and then agree this is the right way to kind of count. But if you go and high school and college or other, if you bring those questions and math, mathematics, this way of calculation is more complex, so not suitable for everybody to know. So then there is a misunderstanding between and not accept each other. Or not, at least the lower level of understanding can be maybe reject that part of education because they thought this is never heard by people who drop from college, high school. They never heard class from college. But of course, having said this, kind of giving those example may offense towards fundamental vehicles, people for who following. They thought we are have all complete teachings from Buddha, from precepts, meditation, and the wisdom part of the teachings. And it's called the three higher training. Training in precepts, training in on meditation and theories, that those are important. And then how we can see those Mahayana and the fundamental vehicle, great vehicle, those are all authentic teachings from Buddha. We have to know that theory, what is the fundamental vehicle is talking about. Then it's a kind of a Four Noble Truth, and these are called 16 aspects of the Four Noble Truth, and 12 link dependent origination, and the 37 practice of way to enlightenment. So these are their fundamental teachings. So if you compare it to Mahayana way of teaching, there are included those teachings, made more extensive, or more kind of deepening that understanding is Mahayana. You can see, if you study both, then you can figure out from precepts, from meditation, and the view of emptiness, and the compassion, or the precepts. And these are all it's kind of a never manipulate or dismiss anything from fundamental vehicles. So you can say without those Mahayana teachings, even Vajrayana teachings, that seems like a short something or missing some part if you look fully. But doesn't mean Theravadan or fundamental wisdom necessarily need Mahayana. without Mahayana, you cannot achieve kind of beyond of samsara. Mahayana never claimed, almost never claimed that. In some sense, they were saying there have a, you can extend or advance your attainment more than that arhat. There is a way of theory of this. Otherwise, they said this is a way to, this is solution, this is a way to enlightenment, tend to nirvana. But that nirvana could be, have a certain kind of a, temporary and ultimate kind of a nirvanas. So, arhat, we recognize arhat can eliminate, the distorted, afflicted emotions and completely kind of achieve moksha or liberation. So not question about this part of the resultant achievement. And here more some classical way to argue, but when we have to study these, because as a the sophisticated system, we at least have some knowledge about that, what is view, path, and the result about of the fundamental vehicles and the great vehicle, these Mahayana tradition, and those what is different and what is similarities. The, then we don't kind of misunderstood each other, and we don't criticize in negative way. You say, the 41 verses, you say the Mahayana has no certainty, but how do you substantiate your own tradition? Because it is accepted by both parties, you will say. But at the outset, you yourself lack the proof. This is a, they didn't say the pre kind of assumption part. It is the fundamental vehicles that said Mahayana could be not taught by Buddha. And then Mahayana, of course, it's just kind of a given reply for that. He said, if Mahayana Buddhism, this tradition not from Buddha, and how you can prove in similar logic, how you can prove the fundamental tradition, fundamental of vehicle of Buddhism, fundamental vehicle, we can say. How can that tradition often hold valid lineage? How can you can prove that or your own tradition? Because some people say, oh, this is a, before Mahayana, there are maybe 400 years earlier than Mahayana, their text material is there, or still today you can see some preservation from Bali tradition. There are 2,200 or close 200, 100, 2,000, those are available. Mahayana could be 1,800 around that, but even you said 2,200 years earlier, early kind of a material you already have, but compared Buddha's own time, then still there are some 300-400 years kind of gap. So it's not the time of Buddha left some materials. Buddha taught with the question and the answer and the giving like extensive teachings to the arhat. Arhats, they have a very capable to memorize, and these stanzas can be chanted to group way to pass the lineage between. And after Buddha passed to attained to Nirvana, and then Arhat, those Buddha's disciples were gathered, and the first time materialized in the scripture. So here, this, and then the fundamental vehicles, it's because of, it's accepted by both parties, you will say. So it said, for their tradition, Mahayana also can prove or not prove, but accept the fundamental fundamental traditions are taught by Buddha. So themselves, of course, they already have this understanding. So that is the both party recognize that, accept this. This is why we are valid. This means, and then Mahayana tradition replied before this. It said, those times in earlier time, there are a lot of non-Buddhist scholars and followers of different Hindu traditions, spiritual traditions from Hindu kind of different religion. There's no one Hindu religion, but different kind of lineages and a school of thought. And then some become Buddhist. There are quite a number of people who follow in when their family is not Buddhist, but they are following Buddhist after their study. And it said, before you kind of become a Buddhist, you reject the whole Buddhist theory, but now you become a kind of fundamental follower, something. Then you reject some other part of Mahayana. So it's kind of giving that saying, these way of doing, these are human behavior, human kind of, it's commonly seen by human behaviors, but you accept something you like, and you don't know, or you have a distance you didn't learn, then maybe easily say to kind of reject those, or some parts of a story or connotations you don't like it, then you reject whole. These are some seen, commonly seen. And then the reason why you trust your own, your tradition may likewise be applied to Mahayana. Moreover, if accord between two parties show that, show the truth, the Vedas and the rest are also true. So it's a, it's a like that. It said, before you become a kind of follower of Buddhism, then you reject Buddha, Buddhist teachings. Now you kind of become one of the followers. Then, if you follow in fundamental vehicles, then that is valid teaching from Buddha. And then, similarly, you should study Mahayana, and then you will kind of figure out how Mahayana also teachings from Buddha. But if you say only two parties kind of accept, then it's achieved agreement and a validation, kind of authentic teachings you can recognize by that way. Then it said, many different lineage or traditions of India, spiritual traditions, they don't recognize each other, or they do don't recognize each other in some point, but in they do recognize in same point, like following Vedas. Then you say people, multiple parties agree Vedas are authentic teaching than the others. So this is kind of a way to recognize what is righteous or proper tradition or authentic teachings, how you define which is authentic teachings. And then because as we said before, let's see, this is a then there's a more involving saying because there's a lineage tradition, one by one, one master follower teaches teaching of a Buddha Dharma, and a follower who disciples accepted from holding the lineage holders or the patriarch the teachings from these people, passing through generation after generation. So they can prove by that way, say, this is our way of teaching authentic from Buddha to our, kind of, until that, those people in that time. So this is another way to say that, so this. And then, as Mahayana, of course, birth of Mahayana, we can trace into the 18 different, 18 different lineages from Theravadan tradition, or not Theravadan, the basic fundamental vehicle tradition. There are 18 branches. So one is the, let me, I'll find this is, I think, English name. I think a collective, let me, I'll find this one for you because it's important words, I think. So this is called Mahasangika. Mahasangika. This tradition, Mahasangika tradition, is the original traditions from Mahayana tradition. So we can say nowadays, so we call the Mahayana, can trace to 1800 around that time. But then this is started from spread widely by Nagarjuna and Asanga, these great bodhisattvas. And then if you say that is the head of all of the earliest teaching lineage of Buddha Mahayana tradition, if you say this, we say, oh, before that, because of the precepts tradition, these are kind of much earlier, so following the Mahasamgika tradition. And then the scriptures, many scriptures like Pranyaparamita Sutra, Transcendental Wisdom Sutra, these are said Buddha taught in human and non-human beings, and then preserved because of human beings are only a short lifetime at that time. And then it said many of the scriptures preserved by Nagas and other kind of demigod, some beings. There is a reason said human beings' life is too short, so many uncertainty and impermanence. And if you preserve it by God, it's a kind of a very long, so they are more tamed in a very deep kind of a silence. So they don't appreciate. So between human and God, demigod, some like Nagas have a great kind of a, some type of these, demigod classic of these beings capable to study and learn and, so they preserved for that, period of time. This is a Mahayana kind of way of explaining of this part of teaching, why kind of not period in certain date or times. So this is for people who really following Mahayana traditions, that is saying even Buddha himself is kind of, in order to benefit sentient beings, he intentionally appeared and born, kind of chosen to born as the prince, and those life stories are like a performance of his own will and aspiration. And from Mahayana or the Theravada traditions or basic vehicle tradition, they thought this is a real life story. Buddha is before that is not like a celestial or enlightened being, but he's a normal human being who is kind of born as a prince, and then all kind of his own story. And until reach enlightenment, he's a normal kind of a human being. So, the two perceptions, two narratives or the understanding from that time, this way of explaining is different. Anyhow, if you read the Pranjaparamita Sutra, then you also can be, anyway, this is a preserved by Naga or human being, doesn't matter. Some people say it's a Naga means, like in India, more like a snake or these. Maybe there is a cave or something, snake cave or something, then those scriptures storage in that cave and took out by Nagarjuna or this. But this is not the way authentic the tradition of Buddhism said this way. But if you study the material, pure kind of tradition, you will kind of get enlightened. You are very amazed by those words and the meaning. So, but the way of the kind of a revealed by Nagarjuna, those teachings. These are normally, if you know historians and archaeological people, they don't accept this. They think this is just a story. It can be that way. So people have a different opinion or a different way to accept or reject. That's okay. It's like that all the time. So now we can say the earliest Buddhist 18 branches of Buddhist lineage, one of them are the roots of Mahayana, that is Mahasanghika tradition. Oh, so at least we can recognize. This is also recognized by general kind of a study of Buddhism, people who study like intellectual groups or just scholars, they do recognize this because of a lot of reason. So maybe this is a little bit boring, but it's kind of important also too, at the same time. And it said it's if you do recognize with both parties, kind of two parties as a valid, then Vedas also could be that true kind of a teaching. And then Mahayana is the fault, you say, because it is contested. But Buddhist texts are questioned by extremists, while Buddhists also veil among themselves. And so your own tradition you must now abandon. So it's now it said from fundamental vehicles. I said our own, their own tradition, like a Theravadan tradition. These, I said, there's no question about this is a lineage from Buddha, and so they don't, they have no worries about their own tradition. But Mahayana, the authenticity is criticized. So it's because of the kind of conflict, or it is criticizing, there always, there's a voice of criticize, the kind of aspect. So you may not qualify to say, we are authentic Buddhist lineage. And then the Majjhimika, Middle Way tradition, it said, which fundamental good lineages of the weekends, the fundamental vehicles, they, what they rely on, this general kind of a sutra, it's called Akama Sutra, which is a collections of early teachings sutra, that these are categorized as four Akama Sutras, four type of Akama Sutras. One is called long Akama, that is the teaching that differentiate between Buddhist teaching and non-Buddhist teaching. So they are guard, or they are differentiate what is kind of a non-Buddhist philosophy and a Buddhist philosophy. And then a medium kind of the Agama, the version of, medium version of Agama, that is more for scholarly kind of very knowledge, the pedagogy or the teaching theories part of these teachings. And then it's Agama is the collections of Agama. That part is the wise way to guidance to the meditators. Given meditation instructions. And then one more, numbered discourses Agama, that is the for normal people who don't know the theory of a Buddhist teaching, and they don't know how to do meditation, and of course they are not much interested about different traditions and what is different views and then arguments. These are not interested, but general kind of wanted to do good, be human, good human being, do good. And then for them to kind of advance themselves, other, for example, lay people, or make some people have a general kind of instructions to become a Buddhist followers. It's like that. So, but in these Agama teachings, Agama Sutra, it's not without any kind of argument. It said these Agama teachings are very much closer to tradition. There's Jainism. The Jain is very closer to Buddhist teachings. Time of Jain, birth, Mahavira, he came to this world little earlier than Buddha. And the many Jains kind of way of get precepts and the meditation, these are very much closer to Buddhist. Even many theories are very close, including karma, and this is general in the Hindu tradition, but including behave, how you behave, what is sentient and non-sentient beings, and many arhat called the eliminate afflicted emotions. Some methods are very, very similar. So it's said, Mahayana giving this example said, if you say without any kind of argument, then how you say, like Jainism and the others claim they are original kind of a source of Agama Sutra. So they're kind of given different. It's because you can say Buddhism, although they have a very unique view and a way of practice and developed in a very sophisticated culture with accompanied with a different culture and country, region, their own tradition. But in general Buddhist teaching, there are many terms and many forms and you can say borrowed or same as a similar type of practice is existed from in Hindu traditions, including our meditation, shamatha, vipassana, and also even the visualizations, and even the energy flow, like channel, wind and drops. These practices also existed in other Indian traditions, even called this Buddhist Vajrayana tradition. With the Hindu Tantra teachings, there are some degree of similarities. There are many differences from motivation and the way of practice. There are meditation also too, but very too many terms, these phrases are shared. So maybe if you say shamatha, and there are similarities in between shamatha's other lineages from non-Buddhist tradition also practicing. But if you go details, what the criteria of a shamatha you say talking about, then it's a kind of a, each have their own unique explanations. And some are common, some are very unique, very different. Similar, other the approach or difference also there. So you cannot say this is not right because we are same, or we should have a completely same, we shouldn't be different or something like that. But so it said, because if you, they say there is arguments, then you should abandon it, then you should bend your own. This is like this argument become very more. So it said you should also argue, bend your own tradition is if you say this is a way to, yes, kind of a check the validity, then it's a kind of not both not standing, both tradition cannot be stand for in these standards. So the true monk is root of a dharma. And to be monk is difficult indeed. It's hard to form minds immersed in thoughts, to path beyond the bound of suffering. So it's this is said, bhikkhu or bhikkhuni, is female or male ordained, fully ordained monk are the holder or fundamental kind of carrier of Buddhist lineage. That is a general understanding from Theravadan tradition, fundamental tradition. Also, generally you can say in Mahayana also people have this opinion in certain degree. Then it's this is a point of view from Midway School. It said, but people who without fully understand then the emptiness, wisdom of the aspect of Shunyata, then cannot be a real Buddhist kind of a bhikkhus. So what the Theravadan tradition were talking about, and why we they will have to try kind of use different various kind of means try to reject Mahayana. If you look into it, then it's about a view about how deeply how much you kind of accept, how much degree of you understand about the cessation or emptiness you're talking about. If you Buddhist tradition, in Mahayana tradition, they're talking about the great kind of emptiness or the emptiness of phenomenon and the subjective and the object, the both non-dual teaching is very important for Mahayana tradition. So it said, without understanding non-dual teachings or the emptiness, teaching of emptiness, then real Buddha's spirit or teachings cannot carried by bhikkhu or followers who try to hold their wisdom. Because it's said, bhikkhus have a different, two type of bhikkhus. One is theoretical understanding bhikkhu, who also following from precepts and doing meditation and studying, that kind of not enlightened bhikkhus. And also already realized bhikkhu, who is no more confusion anymore. So for those, Mahayana teaching often said, if you want to be a confused totally realized being, then you should study great kind of fundamental, the emptiness in the sense of non-dual teachings. These are very important. So it said, if you have a, still have a, any kind of a grasping, thinking something is real, then we cannot achieve moksha or nirvana, liberation. So in here, we have to involve insert some other teachings we taught before. It's a kind of for arhat or fundamental vehicle teachings. They often said, if we already understand Four Noble Truths and the 16 aspects of Four Noble Truths, that's enough for kind of achieve liberation. So suffering, and suffering categorized as a four different sub the concept, except 16 aspect. The so suffering have a four aspect: aspect of suffering, aspect of impermanence, aspect of emptiness, aspect of selflessness. So we have a, because of how normal kind of human beings have a seen suffering, if it's not a very deep suffering, we enjoy those suffering. So see suffering as a joy. So we see impermanence, we hope it's not like impermanence. We want the permanence. We try to hold things, like make things stand still, and try to long last our kind of anything, a moment, or they say, our life, or we try to extend, try to make a longevity, and we have something to try to continue as it is, not changing way, non-changing way. So if we fix something, try to, how to say, plan something to kind of make it more long-lasting. This, then we, not seeing the emptiness, but we seeing kind of realness of the phenomenon. Like it really existed as everything. Even grosser level existent, real existed, we don't have the doubt. A subtle level existent, we don't care much. And then selflessness, basically it's like a compound elements working together, make a phenomenon. But we forgot, even our body and our mind, it's like that. It's like a rainbow, made with sunshine and air drop, or the, I don't know, maybe not the air, the water, and certain kind of a cause and the condition there, so it appears as a rainbow. You cannot say rainbow is not there, so there are rainbows, but you cannot also say rainbow, it's you can catch any existence in fundamental way. So they become other kind of compound elements, and these compound elements again become other kind of compound. So it's like that. And then the cause of suffering or origin, origination of the suffering, then it's a, as also you can categorize as a four. It's a cause, and the closer cause, cause of a closer to the, that result. And origination, it's those cause can be, some are not immediate peer. You have to be collected. Accumulations is the process of accumulations. And then the intense rising in certain numbers, certain kind of accumulation, there's then the certain achievement of a appearance and the cause, the resultant can be pure. And the condition, if meet the right path, right condition, then the appearance are obvious. It's like seeds you put on the ground or falling into earth, dirt. And then the cause already there. And then condition or origination is that cause also from other kind of previous kind of tree or some fruits, or the, there's an original source. And then these are intense rising. It's, we have to meet kind of moisture and the season and even kind of fertilize kind of opportunities. And then the things appears. So that's this, kind of origination. And the cessation is also kind of the, for the aspect. That is called peace or nirvana, is kind of a moksha part of the, that peace and the cessation and perfection. And the true deliverance, these, so, if you wanted to say there is a cause and there is a suffering of a cause of suffering, there is a suffering and a cause of suffering, is same theory, this is a cause and the effect. Cause of suffering is a kind of a causal level of a condition, this causal, and the resultant is suffering. So similarly, if you say liberation from that suffering and the cause of suffering should have also two cause and effect, cause and resultant. So resultant is that suffering can be eliminated. We can achieve peace of mind. We can achieve through the kind of after certain methods, we can achieve liberation, and then that those are can be have a some any no sting, no floods, no kind of a return into the samsara, and again cause kind of confusion or the suffering. So it's kind of perfections, and then eventually during those, these are completely beyond of the samsara or cyclic existence or six type of major, five major afflictions or wrong view. So beyond of those, so this is true deliverance. Then how you can achieve those moksha and nirvana, these, then a path comes. Path, path have also categorized as a four content. It's one is studying, choose, following both three or two or one at least the fundamental vehicles, Mahayana vehicles or the Vajrayana vehicles, or three or both or two or the doesn't matter which you kind of way you accept, you at least you should follow one. And appropriate, that means you should cultivate the compassion and the wisdom, make it appropriate and a proper kind of way of teaching, you will accept teachings and trainings, hearing training, and these are important, thinking training, these are very important to make it appropriate, and then you can actualize or you can put into actions in these generally, gradually. So then it's a kind of effectiveness. Effective is there. So you can realize the achievement of emptiness, or you have a natural flow. The flow into your mind is all of the pure perceptions or the non-discriminated love, or no, beyond of a condition, love beyond, before the accept any, accept all the kind of situation and sentient beings, no discrimination, no precondition, kind of a judgment. You have a pure kind of compassion, and then the true delivery make it to the nirvana, like a path into nirvana. So these are taught in a fundamental vehicles, and they said that we have this, and then 12 originational teachings of dependent origination, and these we don't need any further more than that to achieve enlightenment. So should, from Mahayana point of view, as we said, we should at a path think, consider to the three vehicles. But if you follow in Mahayana Theravada tradition, you say, oh, I only accept one. It's not that. So it said, once people who don't have a fully realized of emptiness of phenomenon, from Mahayana point of view, they said you cannot achieve great nirvana as long as you can save yourself, or you consider over your own liberation, you can achieve it through these methods of Four Noble Truths. But if you only, the way of understanding the suffering, cause of suffering, cessation, and the path, it's more, there are similarities and the differences between fundamental vehicles and the Mahayana vehicle, the Mahayana traditions, great vehicle, we say. This is a kind of a little bit self-praising words, but it's a generally called great vehicle because of also not only self-praising, but they said because they have a great aspirations that love and aspirations toward sentient beings, said as long as the sentient being remain, space remains, sentient being is there, suffering is there, so I shall not kind of tend to nirvana and continue serve sentient beings until kind of a space and sentient beings all achieved liberation. These great kind of aspiration, so it's called a great vehicle. And also we call great vehicle because not only see or understanding human forms and feelings, perception, formation, and the consciousness, these are, there is no essential kind of eye or holder of those five aggregates. Also, with this, as we are chanting the Heart Sutra, then it's said that the form and emptiness, emptiness and the form is form. These are not other than form and not other than emptiness. These are four important statement from Mahayana point of view. It's important to know the generally, we can say not only our body, but the all phenomena rest or phenomena. Everything have emptiness, nature of emptiness, and can be appear because of origination, cause dependent origination, nature of these. So, emptiness and rises phenomenon have an essential kind of a connection between form and emptiness. For this, it said, if you want bhikkhu who don't understand this, there you can achieve liberation, self-liberation. But if you wanted to awaken other sentient beings through samsara to nirvana, you should know these kind of important teachings. Then kind of serve human beings, sentient beings. Mahayana, it said, because of their wisdom, they cannot, they are stainless in the samsara if you achieve the first ground of bodhisattvas. And then, because bodhisattvas have a great compassion, so they will not, they won't directly attain into nirvana or the non-rising phenomenon state of these, but they are continuing in peer in relative world and dualistic kind of a situation. So it's a good wisdom, compassion, union kind of performance or the aspiration. So also said, let's see. This is a, you say there is a liberation in the instant that defilements are entirely forsaken. Yet those who form defilement are set free, continue to display in the fluence of karma. So it's this one, it's we have to say what is a moksha, liberation, you have to achieve through moksha or liberation. How you achieve it? By eliminate afflictions or emotions. And then he said this, so when some, it's a, this is a kind of a story, those situation happened. It said, Arhat, who already achieved, this level of self-liberation, but they do still have some suffering from kind of bodily kind of suffering and also meet enemy, have a conflict, even kind of a, people can hurt them and even cause death to Arhat. And Arhat, the people who have a hunger and death, this situation is there. So how you can explain, or not explain, but it means they are, even although they are tamed, selflessness kind of attainment, but physically they still have some kind of a karmic that is there to cause of them suffering. Then Theravadan or the fundamental vehicles, the people who were saying, because they have two aspects of nirvana, one with kind of this material body, one is without this material body. So with this material body, this can happen. So there is a still kind of a physical body there, become older, even you are enlightened, but you want to kind of a different from, you still need to go age and old age and pass away these. And there are many stories about some arhat have even tragedy, death of tragedies. And then this is the last, for us, arhat is last life. So after that, it's none left of this kind of material body, so they achieve peace and the liberation. Then, but also they have four limitations. Doesn't matter you have a body or without a body. It's because they're not fully enlightened beings, so they don't know something from time. They don't, for example, time is so long ago, so eons before. They have some clairvoyance to know certain time before, but after they do have a certain something situation coming on, or they do have this clairvoyance and capability to know. But their knowing is, there's a little bit limitation. Like Buddha, it said, all knowing qualities, their mind of Buddha, or totally weakened Buddha, weakened mind is all knowing quality. Everybody can possess or can achieve those levels if after this successful kind of a training. And but Arhat have the limitation of knowing the past, and also something near you they know, something like not a certain distance they still understand the situation or what's happening and something. But if you say go many galaxies or something, then what's happening there they don't know. So this is their limitation. And then it's something kind of a situation, very detailed, like karmic connections from the life after life, or is in very certain, this instant now appear as a resultant, but the cause is very complex and very detailed in subtle level. Even as we said, like if scientists, they know, I mean, they study material elements, but there is a limitation. Even if we say today is the coronavirus, or is the coronavirus more kind of a deepening background, it's difficult to identify them. Even coronavirus, if you say from scientific point of view, so I say, if that is a sentient or non-sentient being, or many other questions, how this cause and these are very difficult if more detailed questions, more difficult to answer. So particles can be answered in certain level, but this, you can print their color and the kind of existent way of how you exist, but they are never being really captured by that kind of picture. Similarly, very detailed, more subtlety, very difficult. So Arhat, compared to Arhat, the Bodhisattvas have more capabilities, and from one ground, two ground, three, until 10, more higher is more capabilities there, because it's a kind of a reducing the, eliminating the confusion. It's called the, distorted kind of view, and the emotions are decreasing due to. And then it's called because of many involvement of elements, then too subtle and too many, it's difficult to identify many to these elements. So in subtlety and the very cause, maybe one cause we know, but indirect cause, direct cause we maybe can figure out in certain degree, or cause we can figure out fully, but the indirect cause, many aspects are very difficult. See, it's the same. The Arhat have those limitations. There's a story called one person came to try to say or communicate with the Sangha group in Buddha's time. So one of the Buddha's disciple who achieved Arhat level of understanding, Arhat, he kind of used his capacity, his kind of ability to see this person have many kind of years of life after, before life, these, they don't have any kind of your karmic links or connection towards Buddhist kind of teachings. So he think, oh, forget about this person. They cannot understand Buddhist teaching. But then Buddha said, why you kind of turn this person back? He said, oh, he didn't see that connection. So he thought it's not good to accept it or to try to teach them are difficult. And Buddha, he said, how you kind of use your, how the, it's a kind of a question and answer what you, I don't really, original question, I don't remember, but it's like that, say, why you denied this person, and then, would turn back this person, and then, turn down or anything like that. So he said, I use it so many years or some 1 year or something. They have no connection with this path and teaching. So he thought it's not a great decision not to accept. So Buddha said, oh, you only see this, but if before that, they already, there is a connection. So you shouldn't turn this person down or something like that. So, and another is, of course, these are also stories, and it's different, mentioning different aspect, different kind of pinpointing some question, situation theories. And it said, Shariputra, he met one person, 80 years old, said, oh, can I become a fully ordained monk? And Shariputra thought, this is too old. You become old bhikkhu or these normally 20, around the year 20 years old. Now you're 80 years old, you want to become a monk, you have not much chance to do this training and practice. And then Buddha said, also, you didn't know this person have a special kind of a quality. He should accept by Sangha to kind of teach, kind of a training to this person. It's like that. They don't know very detailed each individual's kind of a their subtle background. And then some arhat capable to know one lifetime where they go and they went. But some higher kind of, if you say they are higher beings, achieved much more higher than the normal kind of cyclic existence, so beyond, then if one person achieved normal human being, he passed away, or even he alive, and he already, this person passed away, he went to another pure land, like Amidabu pure land or something other. Then, because of these realizations, subtle kind of mind capabilities are beyond the arhat. So arhat cannot trace their kind of rebirth in, or kind of manifestation of in another pure realm. They don't, cannot trace, cannot see it. So anyway, then we will say, only for a while, you say, for it the certain that cause of a rebirth, their cravings are no more. They have no craving granted through defilement. But like their ignorance, why should they not have a craving underfilled, undefiled? So this is a kind of a criticizing a little bit from Mahayana, the Majjhimika or middle way school. They said, you said the body, without a body can achieve nirvana, that kind of a state, have a no more further extends, further kind of extending their lives, as a kind of rebirth or reincarnation, this situation. And then these are still have a although they are liberated, this is a one way to liberate themselves, but this achievement of nirvana has a limitation, as we already said. They have four kind of limitations. So this is a kind of a, each of their tradition, proud of their own tradition. Then if you said, your tradition is not, although you are capable to free from suffering, but you are still not in the perfect condition or full enlightenment. Then some people there can accept this. This is a real true. Why I cannot accept, why cannot achieve furthermore? Or there is a furthermore I can study. These, some are very open. Some are saying, oh, this is just I want. I cannot do much, like Mahayana aspiration to kind of a seeking all sentient beings behalf of their to liberation. These are not my kind of interests, and no, I don't have that much powerful mind. So I'm okay for this. Then you will follow this. But for some people, yeah, there's a mixture with emotion. So some people don't like say, this is the most perfect state attainment. You shouldn't say there is a higher than this. Otherwise, I also maybe say, you say I can achieve higher than this, then I will say your achievement is not Buddhist tradition, something like that. So to reject Buddhist from the kind of a kick out from Buddhist lineage and family members, Mahayana, difficult. Then this craving is produced by virtue of a sensation. And the sensation is there, surely have concepts linger still within their minds. And it is to those concepts that they were clinging. They cling. So this is said, no one achieved without a body, if it can be reappear in phenomenon dualistic world again or not, there is argument. But from Mahayana point of view, it said, Arhat who achieved self-liberation, and in certain time they will peacefully remain in silent or cessation, or nirvana. And it's a long period of time, actually, very long time. And then certain right kind of a cause and the condition, sometimes Buddha will appear to the Arhat. And this is said in the treasure of Abhidharma, about this book or treatise have around 600 verses. In that it said, so it's in this, let me check this one on, this is said in other verses, I think it is, this in treasury of Abhidharma, in this treatise, there is in quotation said, because of we human beings have a suffering, and had a kind of feeling of happiness, happy, and all pain or suffering, it's kind of different words, but according to some scholars, in Buddhist term of dukkha or suffering is very different use in some aspect, very different from the English words of suffering. And pain and suffering cannot fully describe the dukkha, because dukkha have three elements. Physical and the mental pain is one. And then we have to willingly accept impermanence is another kind of suffering, whether part from relatives or you getting old or anything like that. And then third kind of the definition, or not definition, including the meaning of dukkha, it said, because we have not accepting the condition of not that kind of willing to accept the impermanence, but also there is a fundamental wisdom and the fundamental ignorance. Without escape from ignorance, we all willingly or unwillingly, knowingly or unknowingly, we are in the suffering. Although you don't feel anything, but it doesn't mean you don't have a subtle suffering because of ignorance, kind of an endless source of suffering. So, but if you just mention suffering, that means something kind of specific things, or generally we think suffering is more kind of obvious kind of pain or this unhappy. So it said that human beings who have a happy feeling, suffering feeling, and none of both, not happy, not suffering kind of conditions, these are also reflecting of if you have a satisfied you of something, you like it, you will kind of become a greedy you try to become happy. So these greedy elements also rises. Something suffering you want to reject, not accept, you to reject, then anything you reject, want to reject, other material words or human beings or other things, then anger and frustration, these rises through these kind of a pain or reject kind of a nature. What kind of concept you're holding or standards you're holding to see that's right or wrong, or you accept or not accept. So anything you don't accept or reject can be a tendency to rise anger. And then not knowing to reject in state of more numb, or this part, it's a more ignorant kind of a situation. It's a kind of a third category, as we mentioned, suffering in third. So as long as we have some kind of feelings rises, then love and accept and reject and pain and pleasure could be rises. So anything like Buddha, mind have some objective pursuing, then they are still in that kind of a attachment. Some arhat, there are four levels of before achieving arhat. The fourth level is arhat, but at 1, 2, 3, there's still have some cleanings. Even fourth, in far from Mahayana point of view, there are not. They also can avoid suffering, but these are not fully kind of enlightened. They have some flaws. And then the mind that has no realized voidness may be halted, but will once again rise, just as a form, a non-conceptual absorption. Therefore, one must train the emptiness. So I said, if you just only practice of Four Noble Truth in a level of fundamental tradition, fundamental vehicles understood, that is selflessness, not emptiness of shunyata. The shunyata, like emptiness, great emptiness of these understanding wisdom of subject, object, both lacking of intrinsic existence, those realization is not there. So our afflictions, although temporarily eliminated, but doesn't mean they cannot energize again in certain time. So it doesn't mean they were going to they can remain. But if you want to achieve a higher ground of bodhisattva, then arhat must come back to the real, the relative phenomena world as a human being or other kind of goddess, these. So you should continue to accumulate the merit and wisdom. That means cultivate compassion and the deepening your insight, and then to achieve Buddhahood. So this also said in a treatise on the Splan Continuum, or there's one other name is Uttara Tantra Shastra. This is a very famous kind of teaching. It said also, so it said, real nirvana is achieving fully enlightened kind of state of enlightened mind, awakened mind, fully enlightened is Buddha. It said, otherwise, so if you're not achieving fully enlightened mind, enlightened state of mind, then kind of authentic, the nirvana is not possible to achieve. That means the bodhisattvas in a bhumi of first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, also not authentic, fully realized master, fully realized, fully awakened state. These are not fully awakened state. That's why they are counting the levels of diminishing the afflictions and distortions. So the degree of you are closer to enlightened, fully awakened state. So this is the bhumi, bodhisattva bhumi's levels, ground is there. So similarly, arhat also not achieving. In certain aspect, the arhat can achieve almost like eight bhumi's ground of eliminating emotions, very powerful from arhat. But arhat cannot have the power of evolving to appearance free from flock, sting, or we can say free from they cannot interact with the phenomenon freely. That limitation is very kind of big for an arhat. And then commentary on bodhicitta also said, like arhat or these hearing traditions and following these can achieve certain meditative equipoise, but have to be kind of reawakened by called by Buddha, and then also ask them to come back to the relative world and to accumulate, and then they can achieve it. Otherwise, it's like called there's a non-perceptual absorption. This is called there's a desire realm, form realm, and the formless realm. Three realms in this whole existence, and then we are in desire realm and the form realm. There's fourth level of form realm. One kind of type of achievement is the non-perceptual absorption, but this is not same as enlightenment, or these they can continue falling into back. Even this is not good as at arhat achievement, but it's they're giving examples. You arhat achievement is more or less closer to this the non-perceptual absorption. So you have to continue deepening to understand the great the emptiness. It's very important to fully realize the total awakening. So we are going to stop here, going to dedicate. As a courageous Manjushri understood, and then you can prompt together, join kind of from, and just like Shamada Bhadra as well, I know dedicate all this virtue following their example, one and all, since dedication has been praised as a spring by all the victorious ones throughout three times. All of fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated to practicing this line. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing. From stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness and death, from the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom and attain two secret kayas that rises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby may every enemy mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness and death. And then we will kind of also chant this. May the lives of glorious masters be secured, all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma, and sweetly achieve enlightenment. And these days, however, this illness, we also dedicated to all people who in fear and pain and even death. We should kind of find happiness and secure. Thank you very much. Thank you all. Have a good weekend.